A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Right now, we're going to talk about the world of massage chairs, sofas, massages. But this next company that we're zooming in on carries other products as well. The health monitors, air purifiers, water purifiers. Well, these are things that make us feel better as Singaporeans, make us feel better around the globe. And really, Andy Lau, the Hong Kong celebrity, if you recall, has also been a spokesperson for this brand.
For me, this company, from a business point of view, represents the power of endorsement, especially in this part of the world, right? In Asia, the Southeast Asia region, you get someone like a heavenly king, Liu Dehua, to endorse your products. I'm very sure a lot of the aunties and uncles were flocking to get their massage chairs.
I think millennials still love this heavenly king too.
Well, yeah. And they would get these at home to share with their parents as well, right?
The company in question, Osim, folks. It started as RSim Trading in the 80s as an electrical and household appliance company, but then it got rebranded to Osim in 1994. Why Osim?
Well, it's a combination of the founder's last name, which is Sim, and O, which stands for the globe.
I see.
Oh, like a circle, right?
Okay.
So Osim operates a wide point of sales network with more than 400 outlets across 20 countries in Asia, Oceania, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and North America. And our guest is the founder of Osim International and V3 Group, Ron Sim. Ron, welcome to the studio. Thank you very much for waking up early and coming by.
Thank you. Morning.
So it's been quite a journey for you. I imagine in your heyday, when you were really managing the day-to-day of Osim, you must have started very early in the morning. But how have things changed now that you've sort of taken a step back?
Well, I mean, it's a long journey, you know, since 1979. But I don't run Osim these days.
Yeah. Do you start your day normally a little bit later?
Well, you know, I run in the morning, so I actually start quite early.
Ah.
You know, I'm always awake at about 6 o'clock.
Okay. I hope we didn't make you miss your run today, Mr. Sim.
I run yesterday, so today is a resting day. So
very clever. Thank man you. Who plans ahead. So 1979, gosh, it's a long story, your journey.
Yeah.
Tell us about your first step into the entrepreneurial world and how you ended up building this career and business of yours.
Well, you know, in the 1970s, you know, is different from what it is today. You know, Singapore is a different place then.
Sure.
You know, during those days, it's not easy to even get a job. You know, when I left the army in 79, you work for some companies for a while and you find that it's not easy to get a job. You know, during those days, if you go and get a job as a waiter or as a salesperson, you got a long queue, hundreds of people, you know, and the pay is terrible. So you got to figure out something for yourself, you know, and I reckon that, you know, sales job is the best, you know, and but if you look at today, the whole world is different. It took me a long time, you know, from 79 to build the business up, you know, and before, you know, we decided that Singapore is too small and you had to build, you know, external domestic market. You know, from 79, you know, to 85, you know, we spread to Hong Kong, 86 in Hong Kong, 87 in Taiwan, 90 in Malaysia, and China in 1993. So these 4 or 5 countries makes the domestic base for us. Yeah.
Can I just say, next year is going to be the 40th year of your entrepreneurial journey.
You are right.
Yeah?
Next month.
This is 39. Incredible.
Yeah. And as we approach 40 years in this business, I'm sure you've seen so many different business trends. For you, Ron, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced throughout this time?
Well, I think I found that every 10 years, all right, every 10 years, the market changes, you like it or not. You know, things don't go up linear for a long time. So one has got always, you know, got to prepare. So my first challenge, if I were to look back in 85, is that you got to go overseas and open a market. Okay. That was our first crisis. The second was in 1997, right, when there's an Asian crisis.
Yeah.
We learned something too. You know, that when people are getting out of market, you move in.
Okay.
So in 1997, when everybody was getting out of Hong Kong, you know, we move in more. And a lot of countries are not in good shape then. So we reckon that's a better way to expand during those week period. Then came, obviously, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the American financial crisis came, everybody was impacted. And, you know, we all learned a lot about the financial markets. You know, and now today we are in 2018. Time is coming.
What do you say, you know, going through weathering all these crises, what would you say was the one quality that kept you on top?
Well, I always believe, you know, that success is a function of two things.
Sure.
What you believe and what you do. That's fundamentally very important. Entrepreneurship, to me, is about two things. Resourcefulness, with or without resources. And resilient by getting up from each fall. Because you're going to fail. You're going to fall. But how do you get up? What do you learn? Those resiliency is very critical.
We're speaking with Ron Sim, founder of Osim International and the V3 Group. You ended your previous thought on time is coming.
Yeah.
What is coming exactly, you think?
We have been having a nice time for the last 10 years, you know.
I know you say market cycles go by 10 years.
Yes, market cycles still goes by 10 years. This time around, maybe a little the tight. But it seems to be, you know, getting very tight, you know.
So what's going to end the good times, you think?
I wouldn't say it's good or bad time. More of that, if thing goes up for a long time, there will be a time that's reckoning and everything has got to be reshuffled. You like it or you don't like it. The financial market is a zero-sum game.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose.
So, corrections to come. Something like that.
Singapore's business landscape has expanded. Entrepreneurs have the opportunity to venture out of the continent to do business. Osim has 414 outlets in 98 cities across 21 countries. It's pretty much everywhere. What would your advice be to entrepreneurs right now in Singapore who are thinking, I want to go overseas? What would your advice be?
Well, I mean, today the world is very much different. Obviously, Singapore is small. You have to get out. You have to get out there and open up your new market. You know, I always tell the Chinese, if you're a Chinese, Malaysia is a good market. It's Chinese. I mean, they're quite pretty Chinese-based there too. Hong Kong, Taiwan, China too. If you're Indian, make sure you get to India. You know, if you're Malay, make sure you get into Malaysia and Indonesia. You got to form the base to build. That's critically important. And, I mean, if you look back, you know, in the past, bankers will look at just facts and fundamental. But today, they're looking at growth. And with the digital...
revolution.
Yes, revolution today, the market has changed. It took us 30 over years to expand our network in the region and beyond. But today, with the digital network, you can get online, propose your company, propose your idea, sells your product, sells your idea, just like that.
You know. Ransom, how easy is it to sell a massage chair online?
It's never easy to sell a massage chair online, right? Because fundamentally, you need to experience, right, to feel the chair. But again, people might go to your shop, you know, feel the design, feel the experience,
the good service
feel
that they
the
get
function,
as well,
feel
yeah.
the services. But they might just go back online, make a check, and do a purchase.
I see.
So you got to build that online and offline experience.
V3 Group, you've recently bought over Futuristic, which is a Singapore-based manufacturer of store fixtures for retailers like Starbucks, Victoria's Secret. What was the decision to acquire Futuristic like, and what's the potential for this company?
Well, I think there's a lot of synergy. All right, I mean, the Futuristics, you know, they do the store display and features for Victoria's Secret and many more companies in the US and in Asia today. As we expand, you know, Osim, TWG, GNC, and many more brands that we own, I think to have an integrated approach, right, to ensure the store development, the store display, you know, in-house is very important. Not only are you saving costs, but you also make it more efficient, right? Ensuring skill sets, quality are all aligned.
Ron, I'm always very intrigued by any business owner that comes in with so much on their plate. I mean, with V3 Group, they've got a lot of brands. How do you find a balance between work and life in general?
Well, I mean, today I don't manage Osim anymore, right? Osim has a CEO itself. TWG has a CEO itself. Oni has a CEO itself. Futuristic has a CEO itself, all right? So all of them runs by itself. I give them a day.
Okay.
every month, all right, to go through the performance of the company. So we talk about the culture of company, we talk about policy of a company, we talk about strategy of company, we talk most important about the goals of the company. So they are the one that's doing the job. You know, I started as a horse and you ride a horse.
Yeah.
Today you got a chance to beat the horses.
Yeah, yeah. You're sort of their trainer or something like that.
Was it difficult, though, to, if you don't mind me saying, to let go of that control? Because you were there from day one. You started everything from the ground up.
No, no, no. I mean, after almost, by next March, we're almost 40 years. I think one has to move on. With almost 40 years of experience and journey, I think I know exactly how business should be run. So, you know, in V3, for example, what is V3? V3 stands for the vision of the three sector of business: lifestyle, wellness, as well as aspirational entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's V3. So in V3, we have seven pillars that support, beside me, you know, we have financials, legal, HR, IT, operational, M&A, everything to support all the divisions. Yeah, so there's more than enough time. You know, I reckon I would have time for 20 CEOs.
So this tells me the company might potentially be expanding still, the V3 group.
I'm still very hungry, certainly expanding.
Okay. Yeah. So you give your time to all your CEOs one by one. So you speak to ONI, you speak to Taha, of course, of the TWG group. So I'm wondering, at which point could a red flag come up? Like, what do you consider from them something that you might actually zoom in a little bit more on and get them to work harder on?
Well, every month, like I said just now, you know, besides going through, you know, the goals, policy, the strategy, and the culture, what is more important fundamentally is about the performance of the company.
Okay.
So we talk about the performance in terms of P&L every month. We talk about the operating cash flow. We talk about balance sheet every month.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to go into every details to ensure that if objective are set, what is the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Right, in between the objective and the outcome, where are you in terms of your performance? By structure, by system, by strategy. So you got to align those to get things going.
Ron, you've established so much in your business. If you could go back in time, what would be, say, the one thing you would do differently? Any regrets?
You're never going to get a second chance like that.
But if you had one, hypothetically.
Well, I mean, I would shorten the time of 40 years. It's a long time.
Yeah, do things faster, get more done faster.
Yes, that's why, you know, I'm so envious and enthused on the youngsters today, you know, because you can reach out to the world just like that.
Yeah, with technology, right?
Yeah, so things has changed.
Mm.
So I think if I were a young man today, I would certainly want to maximize technology and digitalization. This is something that can evolve. It's a revolution change. It can evolve quite quickly.
Okay.
You know, which means time can be condensed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You talked about riding a horse earlier. I think you would need a race car if you were a younger man. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to. Love to.
So being in an entrepreneurial journey for almost 40 years now, how do you think about the next generation and their business aspirations? Because you have young people in your business, right?
Well, these days, you know, I try to attend, you know, meeting with young people, you know,
Gen X, millennials,
yes,
and below.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to get out there because the mindset is different. The thinking is different. I mean, so there must be what we have to suck up to the young energy. You know, we can't just keep playing the old games. We got to, old dogs need to learn new tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see digitalization is your big thing for the future as well. You incorporate a lot of technology in your products.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, are you a tech man yourself, personally?
No, I'm not a tech man.
Yeah? Deep down, it doesn't come from your love for technology?
No, I'm a businessman first, all right? But in order to be successful, in order to be innovative and deliver quality, you need to get into the details.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is always in the detail.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to make sure that every point of experience has got to work upon.
Mm.
That's very important. Mm.
We're speaking with Ron Sim, founder of OSIM International and V3 Group. Ron, in today's day and age, with your monthly meetings with the CEOs of various establishments in V3 Group, what's your philosophy or to them, or how do you handle the current state of the global economy? How do you handle things like the ongoing trade tensions between the US and China? What do you tell your CEOs?
Well, I think, you know, for me, like I said, the success is a function of two things, right?
Yeah.
What you believe and what you do.
Sure.
And we say in a very simple way, you know, if you want to be successful, you got to be mad.
Mm.
Mad meaning M-A-D, right? Why is it M-A-D? Because you got to have an open mindset.
Okay.
You got to have a positive mindset. You got to have a pragmatic mindset.
Sure.
Right. And your attitude is willing. You like it, you don't like it, you better be willing. So that attitude is everything. Right?
Okay.
And you need the D, the most important. If there's no drive, if there's no drive, you're not going to make it.
So based on what you've just said, I take it current trade tensions, you don't see it as a super worry? I mean, you keep it top of mind, but you're not overly concerned until something happens?
Obviously, it will create...
problems, sure.
You know, but I would say you create problems means you create opportunity.
Nice.
Mm.
So one has to look. How do you look at those problems? And where are the opportunities going to be? If you focus on your own competency, if you continue to create demand, you continue to create your market, continue to create your experience, you will find it.
Mindset, attitude, and drive. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Ron Sim, founder of OSIM International and V3 Group, for being with us on Money FM.
Thank you.